Shalom, everybody, and Shavuot Tov. Today is Yom Rishon B'Shabbat, the first day of the week. And in the first Aliyah of Parshat Chukat, we have 17 psukim. In this Aliyah, the Torah begins the halachot and the mitzvot associated with the para aduma, the red heifer, that a person needs if he or she came in contact with a corpse or was in the same ohel as a corpse, under the same roof as a corpse. The Torah introduces the mitzvah of Para Aduma by saying in Perek Yud Tet Pasuk Bet, Zot Chukat HaTorah. This is the chok of the Torah, and Rashi Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, tells us that the Para Aduma is the paradigmatic chok. Zot Chukat HaTorah. The Satan and the nations of the world try and sway us from listening to the mitzvah of Para Aduma. It has no reason. Why are you doing it? But Hashem says, I have commanded you to do this mitzvah, period. You don't know the reason, and as far as you're concerned, there is no reason. As far as you're concerned, but you do it because I told you, period. That's what a chok is. We follow it and obey Hashem even if we cannot make out a reason. That's fine. That's beautiful. The problem, though, is that Rashi himself, later on Pasuk Chaf Bet, does give a reason for a Parah Aduma. There, quoting the Medrash Tanchuma, Rashi brings a mashal of a son of a palace slave who made a mess in the palace. And how was the mess cleaned up? Tavo imo vatakanea chatzoa. Let the mother come and clean up the son's mess. And that's what's happening here. Bnei Yisrael made a mess, so to speak, with the egel hazahav. An egel is a calf, a small cow. So let the Para Aduma, the mother, so to speak, let the mother come and clean up the son's mess. Let the Para Aduma atone and clean up the mess of the Egel. So we see from this second Rashi that there is indeed some reason behind the Para Aduma. It's to atone for the Cheta Egel. So how can Rashi say that Para Aduma is a chok, that it has no reason from a human perspective? He himself says it does have a reason from a human perspective. And as long as we're asking that question, we can ask another question on this second Rashi. How can Rashi and the Medrash say that the Para Aduma atones and comes and cleans up the mess of the Egel? The Para Aduma is a mitzvah in the Torah, and the Torah was given before Cheta Egel. The Torah was given before the world was created. The Beis Halevi, written by Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik, who died in 1892, he was the great-great-grandfather of Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik from Yeshiva University, who died in 1993. The Beis Halevi explains beautifully, not here, but on Parshat Kitisa, says the Beis Halevi. Chet Ha'egel was an invention by Bnei Yisrael. It's an invention of Bnei Yisrael. They invented a way to serve God, and they were sorely, sorely mistaken. They came up with what they thought was the correct way to serve Hashem, but of course, that was wrong, very wrong. It is erroneous, to say the very least, when you think you know everything, when you think you can outsmart Hashem, so to speak. That's what happened, and that's what caused Bnei Yisrael to make the Egel. So says the Beis Halevi, when Rashi and the Medrash say, let the Para Aduma atone and clean up the mess of the Egel, they're not coming to give a reason for the Para Aduma. There is no reason from a human perspective for the Para Aduma. It's a chok. But that's exactly what the Para Aduma is doing. It is coming to correct the very problem that can cause an Egel Azahav. It is, in the words of the Beis Halevi, Hishmira Usiag Lebal Yikashlu Od. It's a safeguard, a protection for Bnei Yisrael so that they should not make the same mistake. It's a chok built into the Torah before Cheta Egel even happened. The whole Torah is a chok. Zot Chukata Torah. It's a chok to remind us, stop trying to outsmart Hashem, to think you know better than Hashem. That sort of thinking leads to the Egel HaZahav, to Avodah Zarah, to places that Hashem never intended and never wanted. The Para Aduma cleans up the mess that caused the Egel HaZahav, and it's a message for you and me. Yes, it's nice sometimes to hear about this or that reason for a mitzvah, but we must always remember the mess of the Egel HaZahav. We must always remember the cleanup job of the Para Aduma. We must always remember Zot Chukat HaTorah. The whole Torah is a chok, and we must do the mitzvos whether it seems to make sense to us or not. That is the answer of the Beis HaLevi. I saw this answer not only in the Beis HaLevi, but I saw it in Rav Baruch Simon Shlita's Sefer Imrei Baruch on this week's Parsha in Ma'amar Bet. He explains the Beis HaLevi beautifully, and he goes further explaining other answers to the same question. Beautiful question with beautiful answer. Have an amazing day and Shavua Tov, everyone.